Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 336 of the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette and Creekside Community Brew Coffee House. And we are here in our studio. It is Sunday, July 7th.
And I'm just chuckling because we talk about those things and we figure out how we're going to get them wound into our narrative. And by George, you did it really well.
Well, thank you. It is how I try to roll anyway. So today we are going to take a walk through the July-August issue of the Owl Creek Gazette.
A walk and, or a run?
We've got 30 minutes, so we can skip if we want, Don. I'm not sure. But one of the reasons, and we do this monthly, well, not monthly anymore because our publication is every other month, but we usually try to feature some of the things that are going to be appearing in the magazine. We had hoped to have the magazine on the shelves, on the racks, in the locations where we distribute.
At least in most of the locations mm-hmm. we distribute. Yeah, and that got kind of waylaid because the 4th of July holiday.
Right, and some of the printing schedules got shifted around, and so we are going to press Monday morning, bright and early. We've had several people say, hey, do you need help delivering the publication since you also run the coffee house and since the publication is late? And we said, yes, thank
sure,
you very
we'll
much. So if anybody's listening to this and just has a yearning and some free time to help us deliver, just contact us, Jan@OwlCreekGazette.com or Don@OwlCreekGazette.com or on Facebook and say, yeah, I think I can take a turn in my neck of the woods and we may meet up with you and hand you a couple bundles.
Yeah, so the 4th of July, you know, for some reason, you know, it's hot in the 4th of July, it's hot in the press room. I would imagine that those guys saw the day after the 4th of July as a day that they didn't want to answer the phone.
Well, I really believe that they had gotten their
They got everything done first.
Right.
Yeah.
They got it done just didn't check that we were there on the schedule waiting, and it's one of those things that happens. So we're going to be able to handle it. We do. We kind of roll with the punches.
Yeah.
And so we just want to go ahead, like I said, and give everyone an update and keep everyone we're going to pique their interest if it isn't already.
P-I-Q-U-E.
Pique. That's right. I've typed that enough that I know how to spell that sucker now. So in this July-August issue, on page 2, we have a new little section that we're going to be featuring, a calendar of events that we put together. We've always hosted events with the Owl Creek Gazette. Now, since we have the coffee house to make those things actually happen,
there's more stuff to do.
There's more stuff to do. We talked about that on last week's episode. So if you missed that, tune in to Creekside with Don and Jan, episode 335. And there has been a few changes made from that episode to now. It's all going to be current and timely in the magazine.
It's right there. Just mm-hmm. take a look. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's always from your desk and my desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I rant a little bit.
You've been known to do that, Don. That's how you roll.
It is how I roll.
You rant and roll. How's that?
Yeah.
We also have a letter to the editor this time that it's from a person I knew way back in the day, went to high school with my brother, Doug Caldwell, and he has introduced us to a gentleman named Mark Fingerhut, who is traversing the waterways from
the beginnings of the Missouri River to St. Louis, Missouri.
That's right. Yellowstone is what I was thinking mm-hmm. of, Yellowstone to the Arch. And we're going to have him on the podcast in August, if all goes well with his journey that gets him here by then.
Yeah.
If he's delayed a little bit, then so will the interview, and we'll just go from there. But it's really going to be interesting to follow his journey and learn about
it. He's in a kayak. And, yeah. You know, if I was doing that and I wanted to take a rest and I still wanted to travel a little bit, I think what I would do is fish. And then inadvertently catch my line on a barge. And just have a tow.
Would that be just a tad cheating? Or maybe that's just smart. I'm not sure.
Depends on the wake of the barge.
That's
and
true.
And how much line you got.
And then that would make me sing the song I learned in Girl Scouts. Barges, I would like to go with you. I would like to sail the ocean blue.
Yeah, well. Girl Scout songs. I know a lot of them, too, because you sang them to our children whenever they were sleeping or fussy or trying to go to sleep. And I learned those songs right behind those
kids. And good
kids.
For you, John. There's nothing wrong with everyone knowing Girl Scout songs. So back to the magazine. We've got pictures galore in this issue because, you know, pictures are worth 1,000 words.
There you go.
And it saved us from typing all those words.
So we run a coffee house. Yeah, so that's how it works.
So in this issue, we feature a lot of the things that went on before we opened up and after we opened up and some of the people who have helped us along the way and some of the sites that have been seen. So that's going to be kind of a fun pictorial recap. And then I have written a column, just like the creek, the coffee continues to flow, which I got that line from you.
Yeah.
And I tagged on my own thought of how do you turn a night owl into an early bird? You buy a coffee house.
That's right. And you were a night owl. And were is the operative word.
No, I still am at heart.
Butterfly lady hates mosquitoes, we find out.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves milkweed. She loves raising monarchs, but she's got a few little health issues that are going to maybe waylay her just a little bit, but she's still working on it.
That seems to be a favorite word of ours lately.
Waylay.
I typed something to the kids and I said something about waylaid. So I don't know, but also then when you speak of butterfly lady, Kathy Kimmy also writes about natural insect controls and healthy fertilizers in this upcoming issue too.
Yeah, and how you don't think about it, but you can't use a lot of things if you're raising monarchs like she is. You can't use some household cleaners because they are so deadly toxic to the
and
little critters.
And she even gives a list of things like fingernail polish.
Yeah.
Things you might never think of. If you're actually going to touch the eggs or the caterpillars or the butterflies, you have to take that in account. So it's really going to be interesting.
Yeah. And Beekeeper's Corner, there's adventures in beekeeping. I didn't realize it, but Tim actually marks his queens so they're easier to see, and he's got a color code for them. You can find out about that.
I know, and that was the last time he and his wife Anna were in the coffee house. They said they had been busy catching virgin bees, and I thought that's a statement I don't hear often. So he talks about what virgin bees are in his article as well.
It's for a sexy little article. Take a look at his. It's on about page seven, I do believe.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And on page 8, we have Owl Prairie Reminiscence Series by Arlena Kaufman of Indiana. And she writes about the old time county fairs in her article called Always Fair Weather.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love that.
And the Prairie Reflection Series is, you know, she's talking about scythes.
Yeah.
And you don't think or use a scythe very often, but when you find one and it's in good shape, you ought to grab it because it requires no gasoline to operate a scythe, and it trims and does the trimming around your yard, you know, as well as just about anything.
And she mentions it's the original eco-friendly tool.
You betcha.
So we love Shannon Strode and her writing and the fact that she is so active in the idea of keeping traditional skills alive and using them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Hardenswoggled. That's just a simple concept that has got Marion Stunkel hardenswoggled.
Mm-hmm. And she writes
you got to read about that.
Yeah, she writes about what that means and also gives the government a hard time from time to time, so we appreciate that.
Good for her. You take the next one because the sheet that I've got is kind of void.
Okay, well, this is my updated copy here, and it is Tune Into Creekside with Don and Jan on owlcreekradio.podomatic.com. And what we are doing are talking about the two individuals we've got scheduled to be guests in July and August. Professional storyteller Linda Dust from Assumption, Illinois, will be our guest Sunday, July 14th on episode 337. And Linda will also be staying over that afternoon into the evening because she's going to be our featured talent for Creekside Open Mic Night. That usually starts right. That usually starts at 7 o'clock, and that's when folks will be able to come in and start to, mm-hmm. you know, step up on the stage and do their own thing. But she will be here at 6:30 with her own set.
Cool. And Vittles and Books with Brett and Mindy. That's a neat little thing. She's talking about. He and she are talking about lasagna,
right?
Made with
eggplant.
Eggplant. Oh,
so
yeah.
The title is Anne of Green Gables and Eggplant Lasagna. I love how eclectic our writers can be because they explain how those go together. Mm-hmm. But in someone's mind, first off, you may say, "Wait a minute, how does that work?"
Yeah,
and it does.
And I was looking through another recipe that we're going to be talking about here soon too, and it's black pepper cookies. And I got to wrap my head around that flavor.
You can do it.
But they're coming up here mm-hmm. in a little while. We'll tell you about it. And last 2 months ago, whenever we were planning out the magazine, we have an occasion to, you know, talk about the things that are going to come up in the next magazine. And none of the things that we talked about did we have any time to do. So we took those concepts, and you said, why don't we just do a paragraph about each one and see what we can come up with. Well, I actually took that and turned it into a story,
mm-hmm.
a real life story.
Mm-hmm.
And that is on page 13 right next
so
to
we take
Claude
a whole,
Epper-Klim.
Exactly. And we take a whole bunch of topics, just like we said, that are eclectic, and you weave them really well done into your article. I'm impressed. And music and shade trees, that's yarns from the barnyard, like you said, Claude Epper-Klim. And then we've got a picture of you featured down here as the homemade ice cream champion from Greenville Dairy Days Ice Cream Contest. But your recipe is not included.
Of course not.
That's what keeps the champion the champion.
You betcha. And Coffeehouse Conversations from Sea to Shining Sea, and from across the pond, share a page facing each other. We
the center spread.
We ran across a couple people that popped into the shop just off the highway
mm-hmm.
and looking for coffee. And it was cold and wet and rainy one day. And you talked to a girl on a bike that had been making a cross-country tour.
Well, and we mentioned them on previous podcasts, but now to see the center spread and the idea of Coffeehouse Conversations, I'm looking at it as what's going to be my series every issue, too, because it doesn't get any better than getting to meet people from far and wide and them sharing their stories that are always unique.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a story to tell.
We always, you know, are talking about bringing people together, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens on page 16. We're talking about how, you know, we bring people into Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And we have their pictures right there mm-hmm. on that page.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, you never know where you're going to find a new writer. And we found a new writer because we hired
Becky Tracy,
we found her husband, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that he wrote. And he jotted something down. I think it took him about 15 or 20 minutes.
Actually, Don, he had already written. It's like a compilation of places he'd been and experiences. Some are just humorous. And he had them there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so he gave us a whole bunch of them. And I said, hey, I see a series developing here. And we'll just share.
Maybe we got a book.
Yeah, we'll just share portions of it every issue till we run out. My guess, Mike will have more to share even after these that he's written have run out.
52 years later, the fight for a Vietnam veteran continues, and that's by Jenny Floyd. That's
right.
Be on page 18.
And
it's a riveting story, and I, you know, just proofing it, I was so moved by it.
I was too. And how this all came about is that on Facebook, I had mentioned something about Agent Orange and people who had suffered from that. And I think we've shared the line before that there are many soldiers that were killed in Vietnam and some were killed but just haven't died yet. And the reality of what Agent Orange has done to people and how some have survived it, but the trials and tribulations in that survival, health issues and financial problems. And Jenny is kind enough to share her father's story with us. He is recovering. So she really enjoyed the chance to talk with him about this issue, and she said it even brought them closer.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. And, you know, there's a song that our friend Dale Hanneberger wrote a number of years ago that we decided is so good that we need to share the lyrics with you. And we've got it on page 19.
And it kind of is, it goes hand in hand with what Jenny is writing about and the men and women who experienced what Vietnam War and on both sides of the perspective. So mm-hmm. It was a good fit, I thought, his lyrics.
Cool. And Roxy's Rants and Ramblings series, to keto or not keto?
Mm-hmm. We have keto-friendly Friday here at Creekside Community Brew, and Roxanne and John whip up recipes each week.
So if you're asking yourself, what is keto, here's a good place to find out what mm-hmm. it exactly is. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing that we need to talk about, too, is your conditioner, your air conditioner. You can condition your conditioner, and you can find that in the pages here, too.
Did you just walk in to see what condition my condition was in?
Probably so. Jess is winding up, or has wound up, his series for August, July and August in this issue, and that brings us to a conclusion on his Living Small series.
Mm-hmm.
And we previously published it in 2014, 2015.
And it was backed by popular demand.
It was indeed.
And so this is a wrap-up of that now.
And it's pertinent work. Because
it
sticks out like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Our dinner is publicized in this issue, too, our autumn dinner.
Well, and last issue, we had thought the date was going to be later in the month, and then I looked at the calendar and went, we're going to be celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. We may not want to have these events back-to-back or the same day. So we switched gears, and I double-checked to make sure that Roxanne and John, who will be the chef and sous chef, are available on the new date, October the 5th. And then I double-checked with Angie Chute to make sure she was available, since she's going to be portraying Rebecca Boone at the dinner. She was available on the 5th, so everything, you know, quickly got changed, and I know that there's going to be other events going on. They're having Art Walk is back here in Greenville that same weekend, so I'm thinking that you can come spend the day in Greenville, have a ball at the Art Walk, and then come on in and wrap up the day with us for an autumn dinner.
Rock and roll, again.
But this is where you're talking about the black pepper cookies, Don.
Oh, yes.
And how we came up with this, and why they're even mentioned, is we wanted to give an idea to people what we will be serving at the autumn dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Each year, I find a cookbook that correlates with a theme or a subject we've been featuring in the magazine. We've been talking about frontiersmen. Daniel Boone fits that mark completely, but Daniel had not written a cookbook. So there is a collection of Boone recipes, Boone family recipes, and even some taken from Boonesboro, where they lived, put together, called Rebecca Boone's Cookbook. And I looked through there and I thought, boy, there's a lot of interesting recipes here. Some I did not want to try. Some would have been too expensive. For now, for instance, one of them was quail. Well, at the time, they could go out and shoot their quail and bring them in for dinner. We don't
We have to buy squab.
Mm-hmm. So I thought, what can we fix that makes the dinner tickets affordable and doable and manageable to prepare? And so we've come up with Daniel's favorite smothered chicken. Pickled eggs. Yes, folks, I said pickled eggs.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait to try those.
I like pickled eggs.
I do, too. Tomato pudding and black pepper cookies.
The black pepper cookies. That's what got my eye, because mm-hmm. I'm going, I could see where you were going for the nutmeg jar, and you inadvertently got the black pepper and went, okay, we'll eat them anyway. Well, that's not the way that it's designed in for some reason.
Yeah,
we will partake and we will enjoy.
Sweet and savory is, more and more popular. You see pepper with chocolate. You see all kinds of things like that. So I think it's going to be a great thing. The tickets will go on sale closer to time, September 1st. But it's just an idea to let people know to mark that date, October 5th, and plan on coming to the dinner. We also have an article called A Boone Connection, speaking of the Boone family, and Betsy Brannon Mills, formerly of Vandalia, now in Massachusetts, has said, wait a minute, I've got some connections there with the Boone family. Would you like me to share an article? And I don't think I've ever said no to anything Betsy ever wanted to write. In fact, I usually jump for joy and say, you betcha. So she's good to share a lot of historical information, and this is nice. We're looking forward to that.
Indeed. And we've also got on the 11th of the this month, 11th of July, we've got a dinner coming up again. And if you want to get in the dinner, it's going to be Earth McDaddy salad, potato wedge, and dessert. And it's $7.75 per person. It's served by Terra Modern Meals right here in little old Greenville, Illinois, right here in this room where the podcast takes place. So you can get online and purchase your tickets for that meal from Terra Modern Meals.
And just to distinguish, our autumn dinner is an event of a different proportion. We have Angie to come in, like I said, and she's a presenter, and it's a full-fledged evening where these meals that Terra Modern Meals are making is really nice because you can take them, dine in, carry out. You can, you know, come from 5 to 7 and just enjoy a relaxing meal here, be served.
Hang out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed.
And visit like we talked about. So, and we gave a list of all those things that were happening, and that's twice a month that we have those meals here.
TerraModernMeals.com. You can check it out there. Mm-hmm. So, what else we got for tonight?
Oh, I did want to mention that today being July 7th, 38 years ago, Peace Pilgrim passed away. We have talked about Peace Pilgrim in our magazine many times, mentioned her on the podcast before.
Today's the anniversary of her passing.
Right, yeah. And she passed in 1981, so she's been gone a long time. But it was, if you don't know about her, if you haven't read about her in the magazine, or if you haven't heard us talk about her for whatever reason, just Google her. Quite a person. And I always am an admirer of anyone who has a mission that they act on, that feels called to do something, and steps outside the box when people say, you can't do that. And they say, yes, I can. Or why not? Or I'm called to do it for whatever it is. I feel compelled. And off they go on their mission, and she's well worth listening to,
and
finding out more from.
No doubt. And every time you talk about the Peace Pilgrim to me, I pay attention because of exactly that, because it's somebody that had chutzpah to get out and do the items of her convictions, you know, to walk across the country, to walk around with guided by nothing but peace.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what kept me out in the snow and the heat, holding up those signs.
All those years when we did our peace vigil. Oh. I would say we'd start that up again, but the reality of our time is limited, so we just may have to carry peace signs in our car, Don, as we deliver the magazine, leave a message of peace. And I'd like to think the magazine somehow is a message of peace as well.
I would think that, you know, it is a message of peace. And so, with that, we have pretty much run our course for this evening, and I'd like to remind you that if you like a good cup of coffee, you know where to get it, right here.
Creekside Community Brew, 110 South 2nd Street, Greenville, Illinois. Tuesdays through Friday, 7 to 4. Saturday, 7 to 2. Close Sunday and Monday to do all those other things we do.
One of them right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey. So anyway, folks, take care. And we'll hope to have you come in and stop by and visit with us in the near future.
Talk to you later now.
Good night.
Bye-bye.